From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, January 16th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Athens Village Board is preparing to hold public hearings on a new tree ordinance. The Friends of Athens group presented a resolution to the board in late July, providing recommendations for tree maintenance, removal, and care. An inventory will determine the condition, age, and historical significance of the trees on village-owned property. Friends founder and former Democratic mayoral candidate Catherine Censor said, and I quote, "We're going to create a database of the results that will determine the next step," end quote. Mayor Peter Alberti speaks well of the Friends group. He said, and I quote, "It seems like this organization wants to do something. I think we have good communications between myself and the Friends of Athens," end quote. To help conduct the survey, a professional arborist will be hired and recommendations will be made to the village board about maintenance of the existing trees and if more trees are needed. A public hearing on the new ordinance is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. January 24th at the Athens Village Hall. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Rollison is reporting for the Times Union. Regional grocery retailer Price Chopper is in the final stages of finalizing a $6.5 million legal settlement with its salaried department managers who sued the chain over unpaid overtime. A hearing will be held January 18th in U.S. District Court in Springfield, Massachusetts, where the federal judge overseeing the case will consider if the settlement is, and I quote, "fair, reasonable, and adequate," end quote. Roughly $4.2 million is set aside for hundreds of former and current Price Chopper managers in New York, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania. The rest of the settlement covers court costs and attorney fees. The average payout will be $3,177. Bruce Tucker of Saugerties is one of the people who stands to benefit from the settlement, but he is not entirely satisfied with the outcome. Tucker told the court in November that many times during his 11 years at Price Chopper, he worked 50 to 55 hours a week, but was paid for only 40 hours of work. Tucker wrote to the court in November saying that while he will get nearly $8,800 from the settlement, he believes he could have lost out on $65,000 or more in overtime pay under the law. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capitol Confidential that Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's numbers are up as he and state lawmakers begin what is expected to be a tough budget season, according to a new Siena College poll released early on January 16th. Among those surveyed statewide, 62% have a favorable view of the governor, up 10 points from 52% favorability rating in November. This marks the first time Cuomo has cracked the 60% mark since May. The outlook appears good for Cuomo, who is seeking a third term in November. Siena College pollster Stephen Greenberg said, and I quote, "42 weeks out from Election Day, he looks as strong as he can be," end quote. 40% of the voters say taxes should be Cuomo's top focus this year, while 38% say it should be health care and 33% say it should be education. 43% say federal tax reform will worsen the state's economy. Of those surveyed, 55% statewide say they would vote for the governor, while 36% say they would cast a ballot for an unnamed opponent. And you can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. State Trooper Robert Barksdale was one of 30 state troopers who volunteered to help survivors in areas hardest hit by Hurricanes Irma and Maria from August the 30th to October the 3rd. Barksdale was one of two troopers from Troop K, which serves Columbia, Dutchess, Putnam, and Westchester counties, and the only trooper from the state police barracks in Livingston to take the 16-day trip to St. John's in the U.S. Virgin Islands. State police were joined by 100 members of the New York National Guard deployed by Governor Andrew Cuomo. The troopers were on daily patrol duty to prevent loss or damage to property and provided general law enforcement support to the U.S. Virgin Islands police. Barksdale said, and I quote, "There were lots of trees and downed poles. There were transformers and houses that were completely destroyed. There were cars that were turned over or upside down. There was a lot of destruction," end quote. He said conditions were similar to what he saw in New Orleans in 2005 following Hurricane Katrina. Barksdale said about his service in the U.S. Virgin Islands, and I quote, "I would certainly do it again. It certainly was a once-in-a-lifetime experience," end quote. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And finally, here are the closing in delays for our area for today. Pine Plains Central School District is closing at 11 a.m. The elementary school is closing at 12:15 p.m. And Saugerties Central School District is closed. And the Windham Ashland Jewett School District is closed due to a waterline break. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a winter weather advisory for our area from 7 a.m. Tuesday through 3 p.m. on Wednesday. Snow is expected with total accumulation of 4 to 8 inches. Be prepared for reduced visibility and snow-covered roads. Light snow is likely Tuesday morning, turning heavier by early afternoon. It will be cloudy with a high near 30 degrees today. More snow for Tuesday night with a temperature low at 24 degrees. New snow accumulation of 1 to 4 inches is possible. Now the forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, snow mainly before 11 a.m. with a temperature high near 29 degrees. For Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 12. And on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 30 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 16. Sunrise this morning was at 7:21 a.m. and the sun will set at 4:48 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, almost 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 16th day of January 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.